Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't find it no more. Got a story and it's time to tell, 'cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Praise God, and welcome, welcome, welcome to our listening audience. This is the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, and this is our special monthly segment of Queen Talk. Hallelujah. I am so excited about being here with you tonight. Welcome, as I said, to our listening audience. We welcome also to the presence of God in, because we give him glory for every one of you that have tuned in tonight. And we certainly give him glory for his presence, because without him, we can do absolutely nothing. We thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. Tonight, we have a very special broadcast for Queen Talk. We are honoring our mothers for an recognition of our upcoming Mother's Day holiday. So praise God, we're going to talk to you tonight, and we want you to join in as well on our discussion. And the topic is the 21st Century Kingdom Motherhood Experience. The 21st Century Kingdom Motherhood Experience. What does motherhood mean to you, and what does motherhood look like in this 21st century? And tonight also we have a special guest who is near and dear to my heart, my friend and fellow minister, Minister Gretchen Manley of Lake Charles, Louisiana. So before we get started, we're going to go ahead, as I like to do, and go before the Lord in prayer, and then we are going to begin, hallelujah, our program. Lord God, we just give you praise, and we thank you, Father, for every woman that has tuned in tonight to this Queen Talk broadcast. We pray that something that will be said will be a blessing to them, to help to edify them, Lord God, to edify their spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just give you all the praise. Now open our hearts and our minds to be able to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. And yes, especially tonight, what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us regarding the topic of motherhood. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, again, welcome to Queen Talk, fellow queens. And yes, as I said, to our topic of motherhood, God has called mothers, oh yes, he has, to one of the most influential roles known to womankind, and that is motherhood. God holds mothers in high esteem. He has a special place in his heart for you as a mother. And nothing exemplifies this more than as I began to prepare for this program, I began to reflect back on the birth of Jesus Christ, and I can clearly see how God has favor for motherhood. Have you ever taken a moment and just thought about how God could have chosen any number of ways for his son to enter into this earthly realm? Because God is sovereign, of course. Yet, he chose a virgin named Mary to receive the seed of the Holy Spirit and bring forth only begotten son, a woman to mother the only begotten son of the Most High God. Luke 1 and 30 also reminds me of God's favor on mothers, because when the angel Gabriel came to Mary, and I know you all may be familiar with this passage, he said to her, "Hail Mary, hail, thou art what?" He told her, he said, "Thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee." And as I looked and actually began to get the revelation of that passage, the Holy Spirit shared with me, that's something that we need to take with us as women. To know, hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with us. Everything that we as women and moms are called to do, God is with us. And Gabriel further said, "Blessed art thou among women." This is the statement that we can internalize as mothers and as women and as wives. Yes, indeed, God has highly favored us as women of God, women of the Most High God, and as mothers. And this same favor was reflected as Jesus Christ hung on the cross. He was in his last breath. He looked down and he saw his favorite disciple standing there, and I believe that was John, next to his mom, Mary. And as he looked down from the cross, and he, even though he had been beaten, even though he had been all that had occurred to him, persecuted, and he looked down through the dirt, and he looked down through the blood and sweat and the scars that on his face, and he looked down from that cross, but yet, even in the pain that he was in and everything that had occurred, he looked down and he said, "Woman, behold thy son, and son, behold thy mother." In other words, he was ensuring that his mother would be cared for even long after his death and ascension. That's the kind of care, that's the kind of love that the Heavenly Father has for us. So I believe that mothers have been called to this role of motherhood to be a reflection of the presence of God and the first resemblance of the love of God in the lives of their children. A godly mother's love, is a love like no other love on this earth. I pray that you all have experienced that in your own mothers, and even carrying that same love, that love that is a strong love, that love that is a bonding love that is a sacrificial love, that mother's love that is a never self-seeking love, but it is selfless. It's a love that just keeps on giving. That's the mother's love. So tonight, we're going to delve into this topic about motherhood and what it takes to be a kingdom mother in this 21st century, praise God. So I'm getting ready to open the lines up to my dear friend and fellow minister and fellow woman of God in the kingdom of God, Minister Gretchen O'Manley. Minister Manley is a Christian minister. She is a prayer warrior. She is a child of the Most High God. She has been ministering for over 19 years, praise God. She has been married to her husband, Rick Manley, for 38 years, and they live in the Lake Charles, Louisiana area. They are both proud parents of two adult sons, praise the Lord. So at this time, I'm going to open the lines up to my dear friend, as I said, and fellow minister, Minister Gretchen O'Manley. If you would, Minister Manley, just press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. We're going to have a discussion on motherhood, and at any particular time, if you, as a listening audience, you have a question, you like to comment on this discussion, you too, simply press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studios, as well as we will have a time of question and answer at the end of our program. So at this time, without further ado, I present to some and introduce to others Minister Gretchen Manley. Minister Manley, are you there?
I am. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you as well. And thank you for joining us. And thank you so much for your level of knowledge, experience. Thank you so much for your faithfulness to the kingdom of God and to his service as well. Let's talk about this topic of motherhood. Yes. Amen. If you will, tell us about your own motherhood philosophy. What are some of the tried and true efforts that you practice in mothering as you have raised your two sons?
Well, I found first of all, giving praise to God Almighty and to the pastor who is here today. God bless you. And everyone out there listening, may God bless you, and you'll have a wonderful weekend and have a wonderful time with your mother if your mother is still with us. But I found in my walk with God that the most important thing that I've always had to have in hand, and that's to acknowledge God. I tried to do it on my own, you know, without God, just, you know, I'm going to just do this, look at the books, you know, Dr. Spock or whatever they had out at the time. And I found that it was lacking. It was not enough. It was never enough. And I didn't feel fulfilled. And, of course, the children went lacking too. But when I listened to my mother and she said, Gretchen, you got to get God involved in this. You know, God is the creator of all things, and only he knows how to make things work. So you got to put God back in the mix of your family. You got to do the things how God wants to do it. You got to do it by the Bible. The Bible is like a recipe for your life, a recipe for your family. Anything that you want to do on planet Earth is in the Word of God of how to do it. And so I just began to just study myself and put myself into the Word of God and to pour into my children and to pour into those around me and to let God fix me. Because, you know, sometimes we want to fix everybody, the children, the husband, But we got to let that word saturate on us first. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure we gonna clean, have a clean spirit and a clean heart, because you don't need to be messing with your children or anybody else if you haven't worked on yourself. So I had a lot of things I needed to clear up and get right with God. And love was one of them, because sometimes we think we love people, but it's a superficial love, or it's a love on, you know, you do this for me, I'll do that for you. But the love that God wants is sacrificial. It's unconditional. Yes. That's something that I had to learn, that you got to give love and not always expecting something in return. And that's always worked for me. Don't try to do something, your kids do this or your husband do this and you do that and I'll do that. No, you give and God will give to you. Don't worry about getting it back. Just pour the love into your children. Pour the love into your family. Pour the love into your life. Pour the love into your relationship, and God will give it back to you. Let him be the payback. Don't put that on your family. Don't put that on your children. Just give them the love.
Amen. Those are some very powerful words of wisdom. As we earlier talked about a godly mother's love, the only way that you will be able, first of all, to give that type of love to your children as a mother is that you have received that love from Almighty God. You've got to have that in your heart. That's the first step, a mother's heart. You've got to be able to have that love in your heart to be able to share that, because the actual role of motherhood is not for those that are the faint at heart. The actual role of motherhood is not for anyone that really doesn't have the thought process of sacrifice. You've got to be willing to sacrifice. You've got to be willing to sacrifice yourself. You've got to be willing to sacrifice your time. Okay. It has to be a sacrificial love.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. We've got to put God first. And it's just like putting yourself just out there, just stripping yourself down. It's a very humbling experience, because, you know, sometimes you think you got it all together. Oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm a mother. I'm in charge here. I got this. God gave me you to me, and I'll do it the way I want to do it. No. You got to do it the way God wants it done, or it's not going to be right. A lot of people trying to do mothering and do their life the way they want to do it, the way the world says you can do it. No, you need to go back to the Creator, how he wants it done. And I'm here to tell you, it'll work when you do it like God's work. It's like a recipe that your grandma, your mama gave you. You know, you try to make that sweet potato pie on your own, it'll be all watery and not enough sugar, whatever. But you do it the way the recipe calls, the way it's supposed to be, you'll have something that is perfect before God. But you leave out one ingredient, and this one ingredient is God. And look, it will not, I guarantee you, it will not work the way you want it to work. I know it's the world nowadays says, you know, we don't need Christ. We don't need the Bible. We don't need church. Well, I'm here to say, please, you can throw away a lot of things, but don't throw away Jesus. Keep Jesus in your life. Keep Jesus in your family. Keep Jesus in your heart. And most importantly, keep Jesus in raising of your children. Because they may not be going the right way right now, but, honey, let me tell you, one day it'll kick in. Don't worry about they might not be doing what they're supposed to do. God got them. You have to trust that what you put in there, it's in there. You may not see it. I don't know when it went in there, what time it went in there. I think it went in there. No, if you brought them to Christ and introduced them to Jesus Christ and taught them the ways in your home, it's in there. It's in there. The Bible says raise them up in the way that they should go, because that means there's a way they shouldn't go. So you got to be careful. He said raise them up in the way they should go. There's a way they shouldn't go. And if they go that other way, you're going to have something that you don't want. You're going to have something that's going to give you a lot of trouble and a lot of tribulation. So you want to stay on the path and stay on the recipe of the way God wants it done. And I guarantee you, when you do it God's way, you will see the salvation of the Lord. You will see things you never saw before. You might have a family where you ain't never seen things work right. You ain't never seen children do right. You ain't never seen families do right. You ain't never seen a man treat a woman like the Bible say, like he loves her like the church. You was like, what is that? I ain't never seen that. Get God in your life. Let God be the head and not the tail. Put him first.
Amen.
And God will turn that thing around, and you'll have something where you can shout. Yes.
Amen.
You can shout.
Amen. That's right.
You can shout and you can glorify God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, our God never fails. That's what we have to, even in no matter what aspect that we have to bring him into, whether it's motherhood, whether it's how to be a godly wife, whether it's our finances, that Bible, as the Holy Bible, that acronym, some say, is basic instructions before leaving earth. That's God's instruction manual. That's for
us. It is.
His instruction manual. If you want to know how to be a godly mother, how to be a godly wife, you have it right there. And believe me, he never failed.
He never failed. I'm here witness.
Amen.
God can do what no other power can do.
Yeah.
Because I know there's richness. Yes. You know, you can just have richness because I've been hard-headed where I've done things my way. I thought I knew it all.
Mm-hmm.
I do it my way. I ain't going to do it mama's way no more. I know she, my mama, she drug us to church. I said, yeah, as soon as I get out of, I ain't going to church no more. I'm going to do it my way. I don't need all that church. I don't need all that word. Just need to just get on about my business. Well, I found out the devil is a lie. He'll wreck and havoc your life. Mama put that in there for a business, for a reason, and I'm so glad she did. I'm so glad. If you have a praying mama, give God the glory right now. Just give him thanks. Because I'm telling you, it's going to pay off in your life. Somebody said, pay off. I don't care what nobody say. That's what we have. People don't have the word of God instilled in them. Everybody didn't have a mama to say, baby, you need Jesus. You know, old folks used to tell you in a minute. They didn't mind telling you, but you need Jesus. That's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, here they go with them. You know, we thought it was just a cliche. But no, it's not just a cliche. It's the word, godly truth. Without God, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. People say, well, I do stuff. I ain't got God. You won't do nothing good. You can't do nothing right. You can't get anything together. Mm-mm. You need, and I don't see how you're going, if you have children, children that are yours naturally or children you're raising from maybe your sister's children or your adopted children or just your auntie, you need the word of God to help you. You need the Holy Spirit to help you to raise godly seed. Don't let nobody fool you. You need the Holy Ghost. Don't let it scare you. Ain't nothing scary. You need the Holy Spirit to abide, rest, and rule in your house. Because if you don't, break loose. All heck break loose. And
that's
we don't
want
that.
That's right.
We don't want that.
No, we don't. No,
so
we
first
don't.
Of all,
early a minute.
Get going.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Get going.
Earlier in Minister Gresham, praise God. Earlier, Minister Gresham, you talked about things that are worldly, the influences and things that are out there in the world. And there are many women in this time who have no desire for motherhood. There are those that they have chosen to put motherhood off because some are trying to build careers and grow businesses or simply have no interest in having children. Speak to these women who say to themselves that, you know, I just don't have time for this. I don't have time for children. I'm trying to build my career. Maybe at a later time. And with that, that thing, okay, I want to have, can I have it all? Can I have it all? What would you say to that woman?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, baby, don't wait too long. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 8, everything has a season and a time for every activity under heaven. That's down here where we at. There's a time. That means there's time where you can be too late. You know what I'm saying? You have a time where things will work. You know, even the body is working in, you know, with the earth and everything, and all your hormones and everything are working together. But there's coming a season where those things will decline. I'm talking to somebody in here because, you know, you might be the age I am, but things have started to decline because it's not in the season no more. It's a time for everything. So you got to make sure when your season comes, okay, you got to be ready because there's a time to be born and a time to what? Bible says the time to die. Yeah. That's right. Some stuff gonna die, y'all. It's gonna die. You know, your life ain't gonna last forever. Our uteruses ain't gonna last forever. Our strength ain't gonna last forever. I don't care what science tell you. So remember, we're working with what God has gave us under this earth. There's a season for everything. So you gotta check what your season is. You know, when you have stuff in the refrigerator, you have to check, see if it's still, it ain't expired. Because if it's expired, what you got to you gotta throw this stuff out. You don't want no bad eggs. Come on, somebody. You don't want no spoiled mayonnaise. You got to get rid of that because everything has a time to live and a time to die. And that's including us. So we got to realize through God, you ain't going to last forever, baby. So you got the time to plant and the time to harvest. So you got a time to raise a family, and then there's a time to take care of your family. There's a time to send your family off, but you can't do it on your time. We have to do it on God's time. So we have to get with God to find out, what is the time for me to do? Can you have it all? You can have it all, but just not at the same what? Time. Because there's a time for everything. You can have a time when you're out there single, and then you have a time when you have your children, and a time when you have your grandchildren. But no, you can't have it all at the same time. That would be going what? Against the word of God. Everything has a season and a time. Make sure you are aware of what time it is. You might want to ask, what time is it for me? Because just because you want to do something doesn't mean what? It's time to do it. It's time.
That is so true.
So we have to be respectful of the time. We don't go in the refrigerator and say, well, I know them eggs are, you know, expired, but I just want to go ahead and make an omelet this morning. I just feel like an omelet. I don't care if they're expired and they're not fresh. You'd be crazy. You need to do that. The same is with our bodies. God has given us a time limit on things. And sometimes women don't want to acknowledge that. As time goes on, yes, you get older. There's nothing wrong with getting older or mature. But remember, there's a time for everything. So don't let the devil steal your time. Don't let the devil tell you, you can wait on that. You can wait on this. It might be time for you to say, no, I got to go ahead and get that started. If you want to be married, you need to know you have a certain amount of time where your body is ready to do that. And if you wait, the body is not going to be able to produce what you want. And then there's some women, I can understand, not everybody wants to have children. Not everybody wants to give birth to children. But you might to mentor children. You might want to take care of someone else's child or, you know, be adopt or be a big brother, big sister. But there's a time. Make sure you don't let the time run out on you. Amen. You can have it all.
And all.
But not at the same time.
Yeah. And also, especially as women of God, speaking of that time, and we have to be mindful of God's timing and all things.
Amen.
As women of God, we have to seek God's plan and His will. See, sometimes our plan is not God's plan. Our timing is not God's timing. But His timing is always perfect timing. And so
yes,
with that, yes, and hear me, I am certainly for women being able to have careers, women to be business women. But if you are also a woman that has a desire to have a family, to get married, to have a child, to have children, also in all of that, seek God's timing and his plan in all things.
Amen.
Just as
Amen.
When the after the angel completed talking to Mary, and he shared with her just how the Holy Spirit would come upon her and she would become pregnant and she would then later give birth to Jesus Christ. She didn't fully understand all of that. But nevertheless, her response was, "What? Be it unto me, Lord, according to thy will." She didn't say, "Be it unto me according to my will." She said, "Be it unto me according to thy will." So that's what we have to be mindful of, you know, that we are not our own. Even as mothers, as women, we are not our own. We have been bought with a price, the word of God says. And so with that, we have to be able to seek God's plan and his overall plan and will for our lives at every stage of our lives.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Well, you talked a little bit, Minister Manley, you spoke earlier about grandparents and grandmothers being in our lives. And, you know, I think that a lot of what is missing in society today is the influence of the elderly that we had back during our time of growing up. I can remember sitting at the feet of my grandmother, listening to her words and listening to her wisdom. I can remember that as a child, not only just my mom, but also my grandmother. But a lot of children in this time, they are missing that level of wisdom. So what do you think is the value and role of grandmothers in the lives of their grandchildren?
Amen. Oh, my goodness. I just believe that grandparenting is like another level. You know, it's like the top echelon level of mothering to me, because I got a lot of my golden nuggets from my grandparents and great-grandparents and uncles and great-aunts and everything like that. And I look forward to the day one day, praise the Lord, that I will be blessed with grandchildren. And I don't want to be called Mima and Grandma. I want to be called Grandmama. That's right.
All right.
Better than your mama.
Grandmama.
Grandmama. I don't know why nobody don't want to embrace that. I don't look at it as an old thing. I look at it as an elite thing. I look at it as a masterpiece of God, you know, a blessing.
Amen.
God, that I've been able to come to another generation. Proverbs 17:6 says, grandchildren are the crown of the age. Oh, my God. I get what? Give me my crown. Yes. No, this ain't no anything. This ain't no anything. This is the crown of the aged, and the glory of children is their father. Amen. So it is a wonderful thing to be in the next generation. You get all that wisdom and knowledge. But I know now some days, you know, now people don't want you to tell them nothing, you know. You know, they don't want no advice. You can't say nothing. You can't do nothing. You better not suggest nothing. Some people even snap back at their mama, that, you know, much less a grandmama. It's pitiful times because we don't obey the word of God. The Bible says to obey mother and father, that your days may be long. What? I mean, come on now. You want to live a good life, a good life? Obey your mother and your father that your days may be long. I mean, we would never think to say anything back talk to a grandmother. One thing, we don't took that grand out. You know, it's Mooma and Meema, Hema, Chi-Chi and grandmother. You know, the second generation from God. You have lived through all the stuff and the trials and the tribulations and gone through ups and down and gotten children through school and maybe through drugs and all kinds of pitfalls to be, so I can be the grandmother that can tell you something, that can lay some wisdom at your feet. Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish I had my grandmother still. Words of wisdom. We thought they didn't know what they were talking about because they didn't have all that education like a lot of people got now. But grandmama knew. She knew
she had
wisdom. She had wisdom.
Yes.
And we were taught to obey her. She may have only had a fourth grade education, but you treated her like she was the queen. She, okay? You did not talk that. And if she said cut off something, you find whatever she's talking about, go cut it off.
Yeah.
Sit down and go somewhere and sit down. You find somewhere and sit your little self down. That was your grandmother talking. Someone who has survived decades of toil and trouble and stood by God through it all. And especially in the black neighborhood, in the black community, in the black culture, our forefathers had been through so much. How dare we not respect how far they brought us? How dare we not respect what they have gone through to get what we have today? Because Lord knows we got it better. I know it's hard out there. I know it's a whole lot of stuff out there, a lot of devilish stuff out there. But we're better than it was 100, 200 years ago.
Okay.
A lot of us living
good,
eating good, go where we want to, eat what we want to, wear what we want to, live where we want to because of our grandmother.
Yeah.
And we got to bring that respect back. You got to give it back.
Yes, we do.
And wear with pride. Mm-hmm. If you're blessed to have grandchildren, you need to just walk around, just get you a T-shirt that says Grandmama, the Grandmama.
That's
Let everybody know. This ain't no ordinary stuff, right? This the grand right here. And remember to let
That's
the children
right.
know. This ain't nothing to play with. Don't let them play with your old folks. Don't laugh at old folks. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to didn't laugh. They laughing at old folks now. You go on TV, they just talking about old folks. And, they look at them. They just so old and crazy and silly and stupid. Disrespectful.
No, that is so disrespectful.
And how can you
That's
look
right.
to somebody who you don't respect? You can't respect nobody you don't look up to. We got to bring respect back. But, you know, the old church used to have where, you talk to Sister So-and-so or Miss Allie or Miss Melly. You was respectful. Yes and
yes.
No, ma'am. Excuse me.
That's
and
right.
Thank you. May I and if I and can I. Now just walk all over you like you ain't even standing there and wonder why we in the trouble we in. Bring back respect for the elderly. And those who are elderly, act like somebody, y'all. Don't act like these children. Don't dress like these children. Don't talk like these. Talk like somebody. Walk like somebody that's been through something. And if they can't understand that, don't worry about it. Hold your head up. And say, you think I got this old messing around? You think I got this far without the Lord? You must be out of your mind. I come this far by faith.
Faith. Amen.
Faith.
All right now.
Let them know when they ask, well, how your grandma, I came this far by faith, baby.
That's right.
Grandma been through a lot.
That's right.
Tell your story. Tell your kids. Don't be ashamed of how old you are. 70, 80, praise God. Be thankful for how old you are. You get a little gray, so what? It's a crown. It's a glory to it's to be honored. It's to be uplifted. We've made old age a bad thing. Now everybody want anti-age and anti-age. I want to take. No, we so anti-age. We can't respect the age. Respect age. We got to, again, look to ourselves and remember to get older is a blessing. It's not a curse.
That's
We're
right.
blessed, not cursed.
That's right.
I'm not anti-aging.
That's right.
I'm and aging with the glory of God.
Amen.
Give honor where honor is due, and God will bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So true. Yes, giving honor where honor is due, and knowing that those that wear the title of grand, as you just shared, that's such a revelation and so powerful. As grandmother, grandfather, those that wear that title, to be able, as it was back in the older days, where the wisdom of the grandparents are passed down from generation to generation to generation. Oh, if you are a grandparent, or you are a great grandparent, what a blessing it is in your life. That is wisdom. That you have access to. Many people, as you said, we in the society today, we look down on older people. No, we should not do that.
No,
the crown of the aged, yes, the glory of the aged, those that have the ability to be able to pass down that wisdom to our children. That's what we're missing, and we need to get back to that. We need to get back to that. Yes, ma'am, we do. Praise God. Praise God. What,
hallelujah.
Minister Gretchen, just a phrase. We've been talking about this. There is motherhood that's out there in the world. Oh, yes, it is. Many women that are out there in the world are mothers. But there is a difference between worldly motherhood and being a woman of God and kingdom motherhood. So what does kingdom motherhood mean to you? And how does a woman acquire kingdom motherhood? And how important was your relationship with Jesus Christ in your journey of kingdom motherhood?
Amen. That is a wonderful phrase, a kingdom motherhood. I mean, it's a difference. I've been in the world as a worldly mother, and it just simply means no God, okay? You just ain't got no God. Mm-hmm. You're doing whatever you want to do, how you want to do it, and it's going to you know where in a hurry. And it's so important to the kingdom living is doing things the way God has planned it since the foundation of the earth. There is a plan for our lives. There is a plan how to raise your children, a plan how to take care of your family, for a husband and wife to live together in peace and harmony, to live within your community, in your church, in your job. There is a plan for you in the Word of God. And I found that it's so much easier. It takes a lot of pressure off your life. You don't have to worry about who is in charge or who's going to take care of me. You do what you're supposed to do, and God will do what he's supposed to do. But a lot of people think just because God is holy and mighty that they can do whatever they want to, and God going to still bless them with all the things that they would desire. It don't work like that. You have to be living a kingdom life. You have to be living
That's
a
right.
life that is along the lines with what God says for you to do. I can't live like the devil and reap the benefits of heaven. Yeah, that don't work like that. I can't hate and expect love to come into my house or come into my home. It don't work like that. I can't talk behind people's back and treat people any kind of way and expect the goodness of the Lord to follow me. Because that's what we got today. People think because God is God, that they can do whatever they want to do, and God is just going to just be gracious and kind and loving and give them all the things that they want. No. Kingdom living means you are doing what you're supposed to do, because it's all with you have to do certain things. It's not just God is going to do this. No, we have certain things that we have to do. We have to live a life that is according to his will. We have to live a life that is according to what God's plan is. If you get off the plan, it's twisted. And a lot of people doing things
it was created by God, just like sex was created by God. But if you twist it into pornography or rape or incest or something like that, that's wicked. God is not acknowledging you and will make that into something beautiful. It's just not going to happen.
No, it's
because
not.
It's twisted. We have to do it the way the Word of God has said to do. And the only way you're going to know is you got to open that Word of God. Get yourself in front of someone. If you say, well, I have a hard time understanding the Word. I always tell people, get yourself a Word of God, a Bible that you can understand, because every edition of the Bible is not as palatable for everybody. The King James mm-hmm. Version can be very difficult for some people. It's like on a 12th grade level of reading. But everybody don't have a 12th grade reading level. Some people may have a 6th or 7th grade. So get you a book, a Bible that translates the way you can understand. No shame in it. When I first came to Christ, I got me a little children's Bible. It was so cute. It was pink. It had a little zipper around it. But I was instructed, get something you can understand. And as I got stronger, as I was able to eat more meat in the Word, then I could get a more mature edition. But sometimes you might be trying to read something that is above you or is hard. You know, all those thusest and thous and this and worketh this. Everybody can't understand that. Get you a Word of God that you can understand. It's not blasphemy to get a Bible that is in plain English that you can understand, as long as it doesn't change the translation of the scriptures. But get something you can understand. Get you a dictionary. Get you a commentary. And get you a mentor that you can be with. Get you another child of God that can help you, walk alongside of you, and keep you up to what is going on and make you accountable to what you're saying and what you're doing. Because sometimes non-accountability is not a good asset for people. You need someone that you're accountable to. You need someone, what are you doing? What are you answering to? What are you reading? It helps you, especially if you've got a family. Maybe get with another person or group of people. They have a family, too, and they're working together. Because without accountability, you'll run off the tracks and you'll start to do things the way you want to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Get together
Amen.
With those who want you and get the Word of God
yes.
and get into the kingdom. You want what the kingdom says? You want to prosper? You want to do well? You want to get out of debt? You want to get well? You want to get up? But what are you doing for God? What are you doing? Maybe you still shucking and jiving. Maybe you still lying and cheating. Maybe you still killing and squealing. But you want God to bless you and bless your family and bless your children. It don't happen like that. You have an obligation to do what the Word of God says. And if you don't know what you have to do, like myself, you need, as they say, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Check, what do I need to do? You want a good marriage? What do I need to do? Maybe you're not loved. Maybe you don't even show love. Maybe you're argumentative. Maybe you're mean. Maybe you're nasty. I don't know. You have to find out in the Word of God. Pray and ask God to show you yourself. You want to be a better mother? Ask God. Ask God.
Will help. Yes.
He wants us to be in the kingdom. He
mm-hmm.
wants us to be in the kingdom. But ask him, what must you do to be a part of his plan? Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's powerful words of wisdom. Yes, worldly motherhood, as Minister Gretchen shared, versus kingdom motherhood. Worldly motherhood is just plain motherhood without God. You cannot
Amen.
Have motherhood without the presence of God. And the Word of God so strongly tells us that there is a way that seems right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. But the way
Amen.
Of God leads to life eternal. So we want to be able to choose life, choose God's way, even where motherhood is concerned. Does that mean that you are not going to have difficulties along the way, even as a kingdom mother, that you're not going to have challenges? Oh, yes, you will. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about some of those. Before we move on just a little bit further, we've covered a good amount of information, praise God. And thank you, Minister Gretchen, for sharing those words of wisdom. I'm going to ask at this point, is there anybody that would like to share in this discussion? Any comments, any questions that you may have at this point? Go ahead, if it is, and press 1 on your dial pad. Thing that we have already discussed that you would like to just share in the conversation. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you want to hold your questions to the end of the broadcast, that's okay as well, praise God. Is there one? Press 1 on your dial pad. While I'm waiting, Minister Gretchen, just to that question, what are some of the difficulties or challenges that you faced as a mother, and how were you able to overcome those challenges?
Amen. Praise God. Well, one of the challenges with children and working in the ministry, you know, being a minister of God, working in church, your life is not perfect, and you're not a perfect parent. Mm-hmm. One of the challenges
That's
I've
right.
worked with is trying to balance being there for the body of Christ and also being there for my kids. You know, you got your baseball practice or, you know, making sure they're part of the league and they're part of society. They got friends and family, because you can get locked up in the church where you're there, you know, most of, back in the day, the older churches, we were there, you know, a good bit of the day, all day, maybe sometimes most of the week. And I noticed that my children were beginning to get depressed and sad and kind of, you know, regretting going to church and dragging going to church. So, you know, I said, wow, I don't want them to hate church. I don't want them to hate going. What can I do, Lord? What am I doing wrong? I'm trying to bring them up in your admonition. But the Lord showed me that we have to have balance. So, yes, it's good to go
That's
to church.
Right.
But don't make it so, you know, your children don't have friends. They don't have a, you know, they can't be part of the soccer league, or they can't even go, they can go to the little dances or something. They still part of this world. He says, you know, you can be in the world, you just don't have to be of this world. You don't have to be like this world. And some people misconstrue that to think, don't do anything the world do. Stay away. No, that's not what he was saying. We got to be in the world to be able to talk to the world. We got to be able to witness to the world. We can't just stay in our churches or stay in our homes and keep ourselves away from people. We just be looked at these weird Christians that don't do anything. Our children need to play baseball. Our children need to be on teams of academia, go to schools where besides just the Christian schools. They need to go out and be with other children. They also can show the world, this is a Christian life. This is kingdom living. We love God. We serve God. But we have talents and gifts also that we can give back to society and to community. And so that's one of the things that I'm in the challenges of trying to balance. Always keep a balance. Don't have it just one-sided where we just going to church and just shut up. We just going to be in this church and just be here till we get here and we ain't going to do nothing else. And you come home in this darkness and take off those church clothes and you haven't done anything. They haven't had any fun. And they told me, they said, Mom, we don't have any fun with our friends. We don't have any friends besides church. And I said, that's not good. And I cried because I felt like as a parent, as a minister, I should have known better. I should have seen that. Why didn't I see that? Why wasn't I aware of their misery? Because sometimes you can be so wrapped up in doing the right thing and you be doing the wrong thing, too. You have to be careful to make sure you have a balance. Don't be so spiritual that you ain't no worldly good. You know what I'm saying? You have to make sure that you're relevant for the time and for your family. And that way your children will see that, yeah, you are a minister of God. You are looking at what's going on with God, but you also see your child. You also see your husband or your mother or whoever it may be that you would like to spend time with. So that has been something I had struggled with, and that I was, the Holy Spirit showed me, and I thank God for that, because for many years it was one-sided. And, you know, when I was growing up, I resented going to church because it was always, you know, this, and we didn't have time for other things. We thought, oh, that's the devil over there. We ain't going to be playing with the devil. We ain't going to be. It's not the devil. The children have to have friends. They have to have a life. Because once they get older and are no longer in church, they're going to go out there in the world. And if they haven't been able to communicate and to operate with children from the world, and they only work with children in the church, they get out there and it will blow their minds. And that's why we have a lot of depressed church kids. That's why we got a lot of wild church kids. That's why we got a lot of misdirected church kids. Because you keep them in a box, and then you just let them go when they're 18 or 19, go to college. And they don't, it's too much. It's so much, big world. They're like, woo, they're going everywhere. So give them a little bit of the world. Let them experience this vast world, because this world was not built for Satan. This world was made for us. So they need to know we can enjoy ourselves, not just when we get to heaven. We can enjoy this now. Now, we have to have some rules and some regulations, but this earth right here was made for us, for the saints of God to enjoy. So that was one of the things, yes. Learn to have, that's the word, balance. Make sure you have balance in everything you do. Make sure you're not leaning to one side. And if you feel some stress from your children or your husband, don't dismiss it as, who cares? I'm doing God's will. Take the time, take a minute and say, you know what? I am a minister. I am a bishop. I am a pastor. I've been in the ministry a long time. But you know what? I could be wrong. It takes a big person, a big Christian person, to say, I thought I was right, but I wasn't. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I apologize. You will see a big difference in ministers' families who the head of that family is willing to ask his family or her family, am I doing what I need to do? Am I on track? And when you watch him or her preach from the pulpit, you can see it from the faces of his family, that the approval they have for that bishop or that pastor or that minister, because they have said, yes, I have asked my family, excuse me, I got a dog. I have asked my family, what do I need to do? And the family has shown them. And you'll have a happier, I know in my family, you know, when I started saying, hey, what, you know, am I on, and I didn't like it at first. I said, you know, we ain't happy about this. And I was like, no, you know, because, you know, being a woman of God, you know, you'd like to think you got it together, you know. But not always. Not always women of God, men of God. Don't be too proud. Don't be too haughty. Don't get too high. Yes, you're baptized, believer in Christ, bought with the blood, but you can get off balance. So remember, check yourself.
With all the words, powerful words of wisdom, amen. We have a caller. The last four digits are 8442, 8442. Thank you for your patience. Go right ahead, please.
Amen. Hi, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yes, my name is Tammy Davis. I was just listening and enjoying you all. And then this is my first time because I got it from a friend of mine.
Praise God.
And then I had a praying grandmother and a praying mother. And then my grandmother and my mama always told me respect goes a long way. You got to teach your children while they're small with in order to give respect, but you got to also teach them about God also with it. You
Amen.
Know, because
right.
you know, without God, you lost. And so I would just like to say that me, as being a grandmother of five children, of five grandbabies, and then I teach them from, you know, from day one to teach, you know, because my two-year-old, I teach her to say her blessing every time she eat a piece of candy or whatever. So thank God for that candy.
Amen.
You know, and then besides that, I mean, like I said, on me, I lost my husband 5 months ago, and I'm still grieving. Mm-hmm. But the good Lord is carrying me through, you know, through it.
Yeah. God bless
and
you.
And then, mm-hmm. you know, because Mother's Day is coming up, I lost my mom. But I got my daughter. She's more like a mother to me because she guides me. She talks to me. Then I got my grandbaby. So they keep me in line. You know, so, I mean, I just want to say that I enjoyed it my first time. Then I will continue, you know, listen to you all. And then, you know, it just that, like I say, without God, you can't do nothing. People think that you got that alarm clock waking you up. That alarm clock ain't waking you up. That alarm clock don't put no breath in your body. You can be here tomorrow. You can be here today, gone tomorrow. Don't nobody know but God.
Amen.
You know, I'm not trying to take up all your time, but I get excited.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Right.
You know,
because we thank you.
Because I kept wondering why my husband kept saying that I'm not in this world, but I'm of this world. You know, I kept wondering, you know, because I heard somebody, the pastor said that earlier. You know,
amen.
So I couldn't understand really what that meant until I see now I got a clear understanding of what it means now.
Amen.
And then I go to church every Sunday. But every night and every morning, I got a rhythm. I read me a chapter of the Bible. I'm trying to read the whole Bible. I'm starting from Genesis. I'm going. It might take me a minute, but I do a chapter a day. I do a chapter at night and a chapter in the morning. I mean, if it sounds crazy, I apologize. But
no,
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
You know, I'm just listening. Like I say, because mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. I'm not gonna take up your time, ladies, but I really appreciate listening, and I enjoyed
Thank
it.
You.
And then you all be blessed, okay? Thank you so much.
And God bless you.
Amen. But we thank God bless you, and our condolences to you on behalf of your husband, Sister Tammy.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank God for you, and as you are a first time listener, we pray that you will tune in again. And yes, absolutely. The word of God tells us that we are in this world, but we are not to be of this world. And as Minister Gretchen shared earlier, and you are on the right track because you are allowing from your study of the word of God to get on the inside of you. The word of God has a way of changing us. It transforms
mm-hmm.
us. When you give your life over to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, and the Holy Spirit then begins to take over, you are a new creation, as the Word of God tells you. You are a new creation in Christ. Yes, and you get into His Word, and you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in His Word. Allow the Word of God to feed your spirit. I talk about many times about being spirit-led because we are body, soul, and spirit. We are to allow
Amen.
Our spirit man to be in a place of priority where the Holy Spirit of God can be able to lead and guide us. And that's how
right.
you live and walk this Christian journey, whether it's a Christian journey of kingdom motherhood or whether it's a Christian journey just as a child of the Most High God. So we thank God for you and thank God for you sharing your comments. Praise God. Is
Amen.
There another tonight? If you have, again, if you'd like to enter in on this discussion or conversation, we love to hear from our listening audience. Yes, sister, you don't have to apologize. We love to hear from our listening audience. Praise God. Well, right now, let's see. We have a few more minutes. We're right at time. But I wanted to first thank Minister Gretchen. Praise God. Thank you so much for your words of wisdom. Thank you so much for leading this discussion on Kingdom Motherhood. We pray that something, hallelujah, that has been said has been a blessing to you as our audience and has brought edification to you through the study of God's word and through us talking about God's word. And thank God for the caller that was able to share and talk about even her growth and her testimony, because the word of God tells us, and they overcame by the word of by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So we love to hear from you. Praise God. Minister Gretchen, again, we're going to go ahead and close out, and I thank God for you. Thank God for you sharing these words of wisdom tonight. Would you please go ahead and close us out in prayer? Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Let us go to God in prayer, in holy respect for him. Bow your heads and keep your stillness in Jesus' name. Oh, Heavenly and gracious Father, we thank you for this evening, Father God, for bringing all these mothers and fathers together, Lord God, who want to hear your word and to be better, Father God, to be the kind of person, Father God, to live a kingdom life for you, Lord. Father God, we ask that you just build us up in your strength and your power, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to turn our face towards your face, Father God. Help us, Father God, not to always reach for your hand, Father God, but to reach for your face, Father God, for your wisdom and your strength and your words, Father God, that will help us be the fire here, the light here on earth, Father God, that we need to be, Father. Lord God, I pray for those tonight, Father God, who are weeping in their spirits, Father God. There are some, Father God, who have some pain in their hearts, Father God, those who have lost children, those who have sick children, Father God. Lord God, I ask for healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord God, I see a healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bring it to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you would just heal every heart, Father God. Wipe every tear, Father God. Lift every head, Father God. Lift us up, Father God, that we can do your righteous and holy will, Father God. Lord God, we want nothing better, nothing more than to be in your will, Father God. I ask your blessings on these people tonight, Father God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, that they will go forth, Father God, speaking your word, rejoicing your word, giving you praise and glory, Father God, so that they will know, Father God, that you are Lord Almighty, Father God. Father, we thank you and we praise you, and we give you all the honor, all the glory, and the power belongs to you. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all.
Amen. In closing, we don't want to just assume that everybody on this line has given their life to the Lord. This is the reason that we do what we do. And so if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And so it's as simple as A, B, and C. Just accept Christ by saying, Lord, I accept you. I believe, B, that you are the Son of the living God. I confess that Jesus Christ, that you came to this earth, that you lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. Now just simply, Father, Lord Jesus, come into my life, and I receive you as Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer tonight, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. Your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. Praise God. We give God glory for you. The word of God tells us that if there's but one that has turned from his sinful ways and given his life to the Lord, the angels of heaven rejoice. And we are also rejoicing with you right now, praise God. Also, I will let you know that we are here every Monday night through the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast at this same number. So if you would like to tune in and join with us in the study of God's Word, we would love to have you. If you are in the Atlanta area, we would welcome you to visit us at New Direction Christian Ministries under the leadership of our Bishop, Bishop Kevin Jones, and First Lady Jarnene Jones. Praise God. We thank God for them. That's at 2018 Lake Harbin Drive in Morrow, Georgia. We welcome you to come out. You can also access the work, the ministry on New Direction Christian Ministries Facebook page, praise God, as well. So we are trying to get the word of God out in many avenues, many venues, praise God, because we do recognize that we must work while it is day, because night comes when no man can work. We thank God for you again tuning in tonight. Thank you, Queens. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week, and happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. We thank God for
Amen.
You. Have a wonderful night. Praise God. Thank you, Minister Grayson.
God bless you.
Good night, everyone. God bless you.
Good night.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole
world. Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Come
lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Hope that you have not too quickly forgotten.